Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is Jill Frederick, Director of Marketing for Brookfield Properties.
And we are talking about the Polar Plunge hosted at the Yards DC. It's going to be Saturday, and it'll, benefit Special Olympics DC as always. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, where exactly is it going to be held? Remind them where the Yards DC is, what the layout is, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Ice Yards and the Polar Plunge will be held in Yards Park. At the Yards, we are located in Southeast DC, right by the Nats ballpark.
Great. And when our listeners walk into, into the festivity grounds, what exactly are they going to see? Like, kind of paint a visual picture of what all is going to be going on.
Yeah, the Yards will be transformed into a winter wonderland. So I think the weather's supposed to be cold on Saturday, but if not, they will feel like they are in a winter wonderland. There will be live music, photo booths, winter-inspired beverages. We'll have a snowboard simulator, axe throwing, iceless curling, and of course, our ice sculptures.
Awesome. And are we calling it the Ice Yards again? I think last year we called it that. Is that what we're calling it again?
We are. Yep. It's Ice Yards.
Okay, cool. You listed a bunch of this stuff, but just so I have I'm going to do two radio pieces. So just so I have a different, version of the sound bites. What are some of the fun activities?
Yeah. So when people arrive, they will get a free beverage that's included in their ticket price. And then there'll be tons of activities for them to do. We have a snowboard simulator. We have axe throwing. We have iceless curling. Live music, tons of yummy food and winter beverages, and then tons of Instagrammable moments. So if you like to take pictures, there's going to be plenty of backdrops.
And tell me about the ice block Jenga. We're all familiar with Jenga, or I guess in this case, it'd be giant Jenga, but it's actually made of actual ice. How does that work?
It is made of ice because we're at Ice Yards. So we had to make it a little bit more fun.
And more challenging. I mean, describe tell our listeners the strategy, because ice is slippery. So do you want to wear a glove? Do you want to go bare hand? Do you want to pull it really slowly? What's the expert advice here?
I'm not an expert. I fail at Jenga regularly. But I think maybe gloves would be a good strategy.
Awesome. And the axe throwing, what are they throwing at? Is there like targets up against a board or something?
Yes. So it will be enclosed, but they will have bullseye targets that they will aim the axe at. And they must sign a waiver before they axe throw.
Well, I'm glad. Yes. And then what's the iceless curling? What does it mean by iceless curling?
Yeah. So it's basically we're setting up a curling, I guess it's called a curling ice rink, but it's not an actual ice rink. So it's just ice-like material, but it's plastic.
Gotcha. But it fits the winter theme. I gotcha.
Exactly.
All right. And then of course the main event is the polar plunge, so explain where exactly do they jump, what body of water are they jumping in and how much of the benefits proceeds are going to Special Olympics?
Yeah, so we're not going too crazy here. We'll have a pool set up on the boardwalk next to the Anacostia River, and they'll be plunging into the pool. Every ticket sold will donate $5 to the Special Olympics. So $5 from every ticket goes to the organization. We have plungers who come out in costume. We have plungers who come out year after year. And the Polar Plunge actually supports the Special Olympics DC Games. So there's over 2,500 DC-based athletes that participate in those games. And this is one of their major fundraising initiatives.
Great. And so how much does it cost to get into the whole event?
Yeah, tickets are $15. So that includes admission to all the activities there. That also includes a drink ticket and your $5 donation to the Special Olympics. And then once you're in, you can purchase additional drinks or food. And we will have several different pop-up bars throughout the event. And we have six of our fabulous restaurants at the Yards. We'll have a pop-up bar and serving creative winter-themed drinks.
I would love to break those two down individually, the participating restaurants and also the winter themed drinks. Like, at least I see them listed on the website. I don't know if you have it up in front of you, but could you rattle off the participating restaurants for me?
Sure. Our participating restaurants are La Famosa, Maxwell Park, Schilling Canning Company, Osteria Marini, Due South, and Agua 301.
And they'll be serving like samplers or like what kind of, yeah, like where do they get, how does the whole snack part work? Is there like food trucks or what is it?
Yeah. So each of those restaurants will have a creative winter themed drink. And then one of those drinks comes free with your admission ticket. And then they'll have a bunch of other things they're serving too. So we sort of put it upon the restaurants to come up with something fun. And each one will have a different winter drink.
Cool. Do you mind naming them? Do you have the list in front of you?
I do. So La Famosa is offering a spiked apple cider. And then we will have a special Ice Yard Stackery from Treble Bird, which is the it is part of Maxwell Park. So that's why that name was a little bit different. We'll have a Blood Orange Margarita from Agua 301, a High Noon from Schilling Canning Company. And Due South will have a bunch of beers and seltzers. And then Osteria Marini, and I'm going to get this wrong, but they're going to have a Chocolata Calda, which I assume is a chocolate drink. But I am, my Italian is rusty.
I think it's close enough. All right, cool. Well, awesome. Well, I guess in closing before we run, like, what year are we in now and how much have you seen it grow from the very beginning till now?
Yeah, so we're in our 9th year of Ice Yards, and this is our 4th year of working with the Special Olympics for the Polar Plunge. And we have seen attendance increase every year. So this has really become one of our key signature events down at the Yards. And, you know, great cause, a lot of fun, and we love having it.
Awesome. Do you happen to know how much money has been raised from this for Special Olympics? Do you have any of those facts and figures at your fingertips?
The Polar Plunge raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Special Olympics over the past several years, because not only do you get the proceeds from the ticket sales, but every single plunger who's coming to take the polar bear plunge has raised funds on their own. So you have people who will come in and raise, you know, $25,000 just themselves. And then you'll have people who come in and raise $500. So it's really up to the plunger to go out there and see what kind of money they can raise. And I mean, and some people just really, really put their mind to it and raise a ton of money. So it's a great fundraiser for them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. I think I have enough to work with. I guess sort of in closing, pretend like I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to all the WTOP listeners, you know, hey, everyone. Hey, DC, come on out. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun for a good cause, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Hey everyone, we're looking forward to seeing you down at the Yards DC on Saturday for Ice Yards and the Polar Plunge. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great cause.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. Again, everyone, it is this Saturday, February 25th, and it is from 1 to 4 p.m. So get your tickets now. We'll link to the Eventbrite on our website. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.